Philadelphia's six Democratic mayoral candidates have participated in dozens of forums to discuss their ideas and zing their opponents. Now, with less than 2 weeks left before the primary, the question is, are their messages getting through to voters? Well, toward that end, we gathered a few residents from the North Philly neighborhood of Brewerytown to watch last night's final televised mayoral debate. The story from WHYY's Katie Colinari.
Being Cinco de Mayo, it was a busier Tuesday night than usual at Sarah's Place, a tiny bar on the corner of 29th and Flora Streets in Brewerytown. So we cranked up the volume on the flat-screen TV to watch the very last mayoral debate on 6ABC. The debate covered territory the candidates are accustomed to by now. School funding, bringing businesses to Philadelphia, and the tension between police and communities. But the thing that got the crowd in Brewerytown sitting up on their bar stools was tax abatements?
Now my thing is, if you already established and you've gotten a tax abatement once, you shouldn't get another tax abatement.
Warren Hill has lived in Brewerytown for most of his 53 years, or as longtime residents like him call it, North Philly. Sitting next to him was Nicole McDonald, who's lived in the neighborhood for a year and a half. Tax abatements aren't the sexiest topic, but there's a good reason it hits home here. Like a lot of neighborhoods in Philadelphia, Brewerytown is changing. Some call it revitalization, others call it gentrification. The mayoral candidates disagree about what to do with the city's 10-year tax abatement on new developments, so residents like Julie Dietrich will have a stark choice to make. She's lived in Brewerytown for 6 years and was surprised by State Senator Tony Williams' answer that he'd want to keep the tax abatement outside Center City. Dietrich thinks only high-profile projects like the new Comcast Tower get those benefits.
They're going to build that in Brewerytown? I mean, they're the ones that are getting the tax abatements, right?
No.
Right, but he's saying we'll get these abatements for people who are building in the neighborhoods.
Hill explains that tax abatements have already helped bring in new development in Brewerytown.
New houses, new buildings, they got tax abatements, all of them.
And yet then they're talking about we don't have enough money to pay for the school district.
Polls show most voters are split between Lynn Abraham, Tony Williams, and Jim Kenney, who's recently taken the lead. A large number of voters are still undecided. And after last night's debate, it was clear these residents fall into that camp. McDonald, Dietrich, and Hill all say they're torn between one of the top three candidates who've had decades in public service and Doug Oliver, the youngest candidate in the race.
He really does come out on top, even though he doesn't have any of the experience.
Well, as an original thinker, yeah.
McDonald still isn't so sure Oliver should get her vote, but Hill encourages her to go for the candidate she really likes.
Because in our Constitution, you don't have to have experience in politics.
So how to choose? McDonald and Dietrich say they've got more research to do. As for Hill, clearly the most outspoken of the group, he says it'll come down to which candidate is the most convincing liar.
Okay, because that's all they ever do to get voted in anyway.
And the candidates, they've got less than 2 weeks left to close the sale. Katie Colinari, WHYY News.